Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. Crews in Southern California working to restore power to thousands of customers left in the dark after their encounter with Tropical Storm Hillary. It has since been downgraded to a post-tropical cyclone. No deaths have been reported in the Southwest, but there are widespread reports of flooding and downed trees. Some residents hoping to avoid flooding in their homes with sandbags.
We've delivered over 94,000 sandbags.
And those sandbags this Sunday will hopefully be key for homeowners in Southern California to protect their property from rain from Tropical Storm Hillary. Folks living in Riverside County have been busy surrounding their houses with those sandbags that were available for pickup from fire stations. Shane Reichardt with the County Emergency Management Department.
They're usually in a roll, and that roll is enough to do, say, across the front door of your home or across the garage door.
Meanwhile, California Governor Democrat Gavin Newsom issuing a state of emergency. I'm Laura Winters. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden set to visit Hawaii today. They'll meet with first responders and survivors and tour areas impacted by recent wildfires that have killed at least 114 people. Officials estimate roughly 1,000 more could still be unaccounted for after flames tore through the town of Lahaina on the island of Maui. The Carter family continuing to spend time side by side with the former president and first lady. Jimmy Carter has been under hospice care at his home in Plains, Georgia, while his wife, Rosalind, was recently diagnosed with dementia. She recently celebrated her 96th birthday. Their grandson, Josh Carter, tells People magazine that it's clear they're in the final chapter. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get a used game day NFL jersey and help support the Maui relief efforts.
The National Football League's Los Angeles Rams players will be wearing a special T-shirt during Saturday's pregame warm-ups. The blue T-shirts say Malama Maui on the front, and the team is selling them for about $40. All proceeds from the sales of the shirts will go to the American Red Cross to aid Maui wildfire relief efforts. Malama is the Hawaiian word for caring, nurturing, and to take care. Players from the visiting Las Vegas Raiders will also be wearing special shirts that will be sold with proceeds aiding Maui. Unfortunately, the National Football League decided to put the game on a subscription-based TV audience only. I'm Lance Pry.
A British farm has urged visitors to stop getting naked for photographs in its field of sunflowers. The owners of Stoke Fruit Farm on Hayling Island off England's south coast issued the unusual request on social media, having noticed a growing number of visitors stripping naked to pose for pictures among the blooms. In that Facebook post, they wrote, Reminder to all, we are a family area, and please keep your clothes on in the sunflowers. We are having an increase of reports of naked photography taking place, and this must not happen during our public sessions, please. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088. Has your heater or air conditioner?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
You know, with all that's been going on as it relates to our ballots and voting, certainly I would say this is the number one concern of those of us who are citizens and want to make sure that our vote counts, right? After what we went through in 2020, where it seems that there was voter suppression in all forms and manner, okay? It's interesting because one party in particular yells a lot about voter suppression, but when you, present a ballot that's illegal, it cancels another ballot that is legal, right? Does that make sense to you? And so, to me, that takes on a characteristic of voter suppression in and of itself. And as smart as we are, and with all the technology that exists, why is it that America has its doubts when it comes to elections? Now, I understand when people don't get their way, and this has been going on for a long time. I think that when you look at it, I think just about every Republican president has been impeached. Okay, maybe not gone through the whole deal, but there have been articles of impeachment presented on just about every modern Republican who was elected a president. So now here we are, and after Donald Trump, it's like impeachments galore. This is not healthy for the State of the Union, for us to have our doubts as to who the president of the United States is, and to be able to say, well, he's not my president. I don't believe he's a legitimate president. Come on. This is unacceptable. We cannot live this way. We have to either appreciate that the citizens of America are united to make sure that there is a free and fair vote or not. Or otherwise, we've got the craziness that exists right now. Johnny Vieira is with us right now. He is with Votify Now. Johnny, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks, Bill. Thank you for having me.
Well, what you're doing is so important because I believe it goes a long way in giving us some confidence that, our vote is going to count.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, you're right. There's been claims of voter issues going back, certainly, I'm sure, much further than I could recall. But I actually remember, of all people, Stacey Abrams with
of
that
course.
Gubernatorial attempt years ago. And that, of course, coming from the left, was sort of planted a seed and then followed by 2020. By 2020, we were already in development with Votify Now, which, by the way, is live on both Google Play Store for Android or the App Store for iPhone, or anybody could go to votifynow.org and get the links and get all the information. But we started building this late 2019, early 2020, I guess, of course, after what happened with 2020, we knew that we were on the right track. And then as these things take, the app, the platform, took on a couple major changes. And what we have now is something that we definitely feel could help with our elections. Mm-hmm. And I would love to share the two major functionalities with your audience, if that's okay.
Well, first of all, absolutely, that's why we have you here, Johnny. First of all, explain to the audience, this is nonpartisan, right? This isn't run by the DNC or the RNC. This is an independent operation, correct?
Yes, sir. I'm just a private citizen. I've had experience in building these large platforms that, you know, solve a problem. And we started to look at the elections as a problem. So I sought out my company, which is Sierra Business Ventures, and I've created several large platform apps. It is bipartisan. It's self-funded. I pay out of my own pocket as a private citizen. I refuse to take donations. I don't want anybody influencing. And also, the main outcome of this is to be a completely decentralized system for each county or each state to run on their own. So we've built this thing to really be a decentralized platform. In other words, no one entity controlling it. Mm-hmm. And if the users go to votifynow.org and watch that video that will automatically play when you click on the website, you'll quickly see how we do this, how we achieve this decentralized platform.
Now, will this count the votes as well, by chance?
No, we definitely don't tie into any government agency. I'll just briefly give you the two major applications of how it works. So users download the app. Again, it's live now, and it's spelled VOTIFYNOW. You download it, and you can go to the election integrity tools and very easily report anything suspicious you see. So if you think you see something funky at a Dropbox or whatever, you take a photo or video of it. Again, obviously, we want to try to, you know, keep yourself safe.
Right.
Take a photo or video of whatever. You write a brief description, and then you just hit submit. It'll automatically submit the timestamp and where you are, the geo-targeted. And what happens is that information comes to our secured servers. We store it and keep chain of custody in case that's going to be used for evidence later. But what the real interesting thing is that happens in real time is it then, once the data comes to us and we're able to vet it, we use a number of systems to vet whether these are bots or it's a fake incident. And I can't obviously go into details on how we run that security because we don't want to give bad actors, you know,
a
plan. Mm-hmm. But once the user shares that incident, we then place the incident on the map where it happened as a dot, so that when other users go onto the app and click on the additional incident, so users can either report incidents or they can view what's happening around them. So we give it a color code, red being the most serious, white being the most benign. We give it a color code. It automatically lands on the map of where the incident happened. So on election day, users can click the additional incident and look and see around them where is the nefarious activity. Maybe the election location that they were planning on voting has a bunch of, you know, red dots around it. They would know. Maybe they might want to decide to vote somewhere else because that looks like trouble.
And exactly.
When you click this dot, then the full incident opens up, the description that was reported along with the photo and the video information. All of this opens up once you click the dot so that you could see what's happening in detail. And we feel that by giving this in real time, by the way, all this happens within minutes. So if someone's reporting issues at 8 o'clock in the morning, by 8:15, 8:30, these dots are going to start to populate in their counties. and we're live in every state in the country.
How are you able to vet these, Johnny?
Well, again, I can't go into detail about.
Okay, all right. But you have a secure. I'll tell you what. We've got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there and continue on with the explanation. Johnny Vieira is with us, and we're talking about VotifyNow.org.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Johnny Vieira continues with us. He is the founder of Votify Now, and he has the details about this new software app that is available, you know, for all of us to, you know, to really participate and be vigilant. I mean, you know, people wonder, okay, what can I do? How can I make sure that my vote and everybody else's vote counts? This is, you know, this is part of the answer, right, Johnny?
Yeah, absolutely. And just to pick up where we left off, you were asking about how do we vet incidents. We have a whole process, but it's not like we don't think that one or two false flags, you know, out of, I don't know, 1,000 are going to fall through the cracks. But that's no different than a bad actor tweeting, you know, hey, this is going on, and really it's not. So we have more set up than most to catch any bad reports. But for the most part, overall, we feel that by giving people real-time data and we lay it all out for them in their community on a map so they could see at a quick glance. Also, by the way, anybody can see this, including sheriffs or law enforcement and candidates, journalists. But let me, Bill, quickly tell you about the second functionality, which is equally important, and that is the incidents that are being recorded, reported, automatically get filed into a PDF report, which we have a list of journalists and campaign managers and candidates, and again, law enforcement. We have a list that these reports are going out in a PDF style format. They're being emailed to these teams of people in the community. Every 30 minutes, they're getting a new report. So again, by nine in the morning, people are voting. By 9:30, these people, officials, are getting these reports, which they could then, if they wanted to contest something, they don't have to wait until days, weeks, months after the election to contest something. They, we give them evidence, and again, we retain chain of custody until they get it, the evidence. They can have this evidence in their hand by, you know, within an hour or two during election day. So we feel that this can cut down on the amount of nefarious activity that bad actors can try to perpetrate, because we're instantly shining a spotlight on anything that's funny. And we feel like this will slow things down for the bad guys.
Exactly. Johnny, have has Votify now been used in any election since you...
100%. Yes, we were
live. It has. Okay, go.
We were live. Well, let me just share one quick thing. We were live during the midterms and have a heavy presence in Arizona and Maricopa and picked up thousands of incidents. In fact, we were the ones that gave the Kerry Lake legal team the evidence about the misprinter issue, and it was that Votify Now evidence that was used in the Kerry Lake lawsuit. So we definitely felt that we have hit beyond proof of concept here, that our evidence was used in an actual lawsuit. Now, whatever the judge decides, obviously, is completely out of our hands.
It's right, exactly.
Deliberate evidence. But yes, absolutely, we were live. This app has been around for about 3.5 years now. And yeah, we went through a major dry test run with the midterms, and we're more than ready for these upcoming elections coming up here in November. And then for 2024, it's all hands on deck.
What can you tell us about any other state outside of Arizona? That's a, that was a great affirmation for you with the Kerry Lake case. And as you said, hey, all you can do is present the evidence up to the judge. If the judge doesn't accept it, or if the state doesn't accept it, that's on them. But if nothing else, it's going to put, it's going to put other states on notice that Votify Now has the power to do this, and so they better up their game. And you know, and I believe the citizens need to up their game too to keep the pressure on these knuckleheads so that they, you know, they stop with this voter fraud. But you know, the fact of the matter is, as you said, I mean, historically, when I was doing some research on it, I mean, voter fraud has been around in the United States since the 1700s, Johnny. So you know, all it's just gotten is more pervasive, and especially with the new technology and that that's available, they just have been able to do things that are just so incredible that aren't, you know, that are beyond, you know, suggesting that some other you know, malevolent player like Russia is involved, you know, with our elections. Because, like, you know, the thing is, it cracks me up, the very thing that they accuse other countries of doing is the very thing that we do. And so, you know, it's like, wait a minute, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, Jeremiah Wright was right in that sense, is that the chickens do, you know, they do come home to roost. And, you know, and this has happened in all things political. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, by the way, Votify Now, we don't use words, and we tend to use word phrases more like, you know, election irregularities, maybe election interference. We do try to stay away from certain words just because we don't want to be cast as election deniers or a, you know, certain party. It's very much a bipartisan tool, and all we're trying to do is offer transparency. And hey, if there's no there there, if there's nothing to see, well, then great. We will have nothing to show. But we do show irregularities. And again, it's the two-prong approach of showing voters what's happening in real time to help them make decisions. Maybe they want to change where they might vote if they're seeing something. And then again, us preserving evidence for lawsuits later. It's that dual functionality that we feel we can make a difference. And even if we just make a 5 or 10% difference, maybe there's some other things that people are doing that make a difference. And if we all sort of, you know, make an effort, I think we can bring about, we can all strengthen the election integrity if we help out.
You get kind of a cumulative effect here that takes place. Johnny, you know, you mentioned Arizona. Do you have an idea roughly on numbers, in terms of numbers of incidents reports, whether it was Arizona or other states in the midterms?
Arizona was by far the most, I mean, it's no surprise that Arizona was in our news cycle for so long. Arizona, we didn't even have the presence that we have now. We had maybe 25% of the user base. I think we're up to right now about 250,000 users. We think we're at about 1 million users by the end of the year, which is a real significant number. By the 2024 election, we're expecting to have at least 3 million users. But in Maricopa County, we received about 8,000 incidents. And it was everything from those printers, tabulators going down, to other bizarre things. People would send us a text showing us the county sent, you know, had texted them, the voter, a message saying, hey, we want to let you know we received your vote. It's been verified. It's counted. It's all good. And then the next photo, the user, they'd show us the text saying, hey, thank you for voting. And then the user would say, what the heck is this? I haven't voted yet. And then they would show us their ballot in their hand saying, why am I receiving this? And just so many, let's call them irregularities and abnormalities, but it seems a bit nefarious to have the county and election officials say, thank you for voting, when you're sitting there with your ballot in your hand, have yet to go vote. So there was thousands of incidents that came in, and incidents came in from other states as well. Similar Michigan. We tried to have a heavy presence in all the swing states, but the app is live in every state. Lots of interesting things came in from California and New York as well. So that was, I thought, very interesting. A lot of conservatives in California, which, you know, some people find surprising, but we encourage anybody on the left or the right. We certainly encourage any Democrats that feel they are seeing something, we want everybody to report, because this is not about partisan politics.
Exactly.
It's about transparency and just cleaner elections.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, it's about the integrity of the vote. And this is what, you know, the American people demand. And I think that, you know, they should get. And the fact that they have not, I mean, in fact that... that you have like 62% of Americans still in the 2020 election where there's not been one dime, Johnny, spent to do any deep dive into wondering, okay, why is it that we have 60% of the citizens questioning the results of the vote?
Right. Good point. Good point.
Yeah, I mean, this is just, you know, this is just wackiness that's going on. And, of course, the unfortunate thing is that, as you say, it serves as a disunifier. It doesn't unite us. And this is what the United States and America is all about, is at the end of the day, it's about America. It's not about a party. And that's what we need to support. And thank you so much for all the great work you're doing. Votify now, is it .com or .org?
VotifyNow.org.
Best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
USA News Update. Crews in Southern California working to restore power to thousands of customers left in the dark after their encounter with Tropical Storm Hillary. It has since been downgraded to a post-tropical cyclone. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden set to visit Hawaii today. They'll meet with first responders and survivors and tour areas impacted by recent wildfires that have killed at least 114 people. The Carter family continuing to spend time side by side with the former president and first lady. Jimmy Carter has been under hospice care at his home in Plains, Georgia, while his wife Rosalyn was recently diagnosed with dementia. A violent weekend in Milwaukee has left 24 people shot. Milwaukee police saying 24 people were shot between late Friday and Sunday night. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We're standing by for Ron Fleming. He'll be talking about his new book. It is a gripping, eye-opening memoir, Wuhan Unleashed, the true story of bioweapons and the start of the pandemic. Ron was there. Believe it or not, he was there when all this started to break out in Wuhan. So he has an eyewitness perspective on it. And, of course, what we're going to be talking about, there are some social media platforms that would block us out. They wouldn't allow us to be able to, you know, talk about this, believe it or not, which is, you know, pretty disturbing when you think about this, because, wait a minute, you know, aren't we about pursuing the truth and doing everything? I mean, they always tell us, well, we want to make sure that we, you know, we stay on top of this, that, you know, this will never happen again. Well, of course, part of that never happening again is that we've got the whole truth and nothing but. But, you know, unfortunately, you know, the truth is being blocked out, all in the interest of, believe it or not, the WHO. So if, you know, if we even talk about, which is amazing to me, if we even talk about, you know, COVID, and it's not consistent with the WHO's policy guidelines, which is quite amazing, because what they do is they, you know, they're setting guidelines, or actually they've set guidelines that are 3 years old. Well, 3 years old, we've learned a lot, haven't we, in the last 3 years? And somehow, You know, if something got lost in translation or whatever, they can't update. But yet there are some platforms that say, whoa, no, if you say COVID and it doesn't agree with what the WHO says, then you're canceled. I mean, that really puts us all in danger that we cannot have a an honest conversation about this, that statistics are being throttled back, you know, that we're not understanding what's going on. Why all of a sudden do we have a lot of young people, you know, dying of heart problems? I mean, you know, there's a lot of questions here, but you can't ask those questions on some of these platforms because they will cancel you. I've been canceled a couple of times, and it seems like it's not just COVID. Now it seems like global warming's an issue. So everything is coming down to, you know, this idea that we're going to be censored by the WHO, and we've been reporting that President Biden has been trying to work this backdoor deal, you know, with the WHO, that they would be in charge of all pandemics, all mandates, everything going forward. That, you know, basically we are going to surrender our sovereignty. Now you got to listen to this and you got to get your brain around this because this is serious. This is what they're doing to us. You know, they're taking over and you will not have a say. They will make you do just like the CCP has done, what they've done in Canada and all these other countries where they have taken over. And supposedly this arrangement with the WHO involves, like, I think at last count, something like 162 countries. And Joe Biden, the president of the United States, is selling our sovereignty out to the WHO. Now, don't ask the question that, you know, the WHO, that we should rely on the WHO because they got everything so much right during COVID, right? I think their batting average had to be almost single digit. They got more wrong than right. So as a reward of getting so much wrong than right, we are going to surrender our brains and our intellect to the WHO. Oh, yeah, by the way, the WHO, not an American country. They're communist run. The leader of the WHO is a communist. So we want a communist running the country. This is what Joe Biden is signing us up for. I mean, this is disgusting. And still to this day, you know, there's still that controversy and there's still too many people in this country that are still wondering, you know, oh, you know, did it really come from Wuhan? There's so much evidence that it has come there. You know, looks like a duck, talks like a duck, it'd be a duck. You know, but we can't say that. Because if we do, we're going to be canceled. And again, I tell you, I am so grateful for this network, Genesis Communications, because they protect free speech. And we can have this conversation here in the meanwhile. I don't know how much longer, because, you know, what we're talking about is a grave irritant, you know, to these people. It is amazing how irritating they are. I know Ron Fleming is trying to get through on my cell right now, and I can't answer the cell because that's not going to get him on the air. So I'm only saying this that Brad can pick this up and, you know, call him back so we can get him on the air with us, because he's got all the facts. As I mentioned, this is a true story of bioweapons and the start of the pandemic. He was there. Okay, so we're going to take, you know, pull back the mystery and be able to hear something, unfortunately, that our government, the WHO, Dr. Fauci, and those, the NIH, have been disinterested. Because, you know, what it seems to be, and I'll say that it appears to be this way, is that their agenda was different than our agenda. Our agenda was saving people. Their agenda was covering their rear ends, because there was some bioweaponry taking place here. Right? I mean, you may pretty up the words and change it, but, you know, gain of function, that's what it was. And this is what Rand Paul was holding Dr. Fauci's feet to the fire for. Because you may change the name of it, but what it all comes down to, it's gain of function. It's a bioweapon. Okay? And that supposedly is against international law. So here we are. We're engaged in bioweaponry, and so they get around it. See, this is what these elites do. You know, they're not even genuine to be upfront about it and say, okay, hey, we're going to, you know, do it this way. No, they go ahead and they find an end around to get around the Constitution, get around law, and maybe do, you know, do the investigations or do the research in other countries, right? Put them at risk. this is absurd, but, this is where we are with these ruling elites and this unelected bureaucratic state. They're putting us and the world in danger. And then you wonder why these other countries, when we are, you know, so generous to help other countries, and they look at America, they don't trust us. They don't trust us, not because of me and you. They don't trust us because of the ruling elites, the Dr. Fauci's, the Joe Biden's of the world. All these people that are so corrupt and self-serving, and they all do it under the, you know, the auspices of the red, white, and blue, and this great American experiment, and our generous natures, and all those good things. That is all obliterated because of the misrepresentation of these ruling elites. How dare they? How dare they do that? But look at, you know, if you don't wake up and smell the coffee, ladies and gentlemen, you keep electing these knuckleheads into office. I mean, forget it. Just say adios to America. I mean, we are done. And in many ways, which is a whole other topic, in terms of America deserving to continue, that's a whole other issue and a whole other topic, you know, for another day that we can talk about. But right now, this is the clear evidence that is before us. So Ron Fleming, I'm sure he'll be on with us for this next break. His book, Wuhan Unleashed. This is the true story of bioweapons and the start of the pandemic. You ready to hear the whole story and nothing but? He's got the facts. He was right there. And you can be grateful to GCN because we're allowed to bring this to you. Again, as I said, on any other network, no. We'd be squashed. We would be told, I'm sorry, you can't talk about that because it doesn't align with the policies and the guidelines of the WHO. And look what the WHO did with their guidelines. How many people did they kill? But somehow we're supposed to, you know, give them some sort of honor and glory and authority? Really? Absurd. Stay with us. We've got more coming up. It's just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door is vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
We're having all kinds of fun here trying to connect with Ron Fleming. I've spoken with him a couple of times, and I don't know. I mean, we'll see. We'll see what happens. But obviously, looking forward to having him on here so that he could give us the gripping, eye-opening story of Wuhan Unleashed, the true story of bioweapons and the start of the pandemic. You know, Ron recounts his experience in Wuhan, a city that is synonymous with controversy, terror, and fear. He's an international trade representative, author of one of the few who went inside the Wuhan Institute of Virology before the breakout of the pandemic. We say one of the few, and we do know that Dr. Fauci had representatives in Wuhan because, the NIH, against the will and directive. I mean, this just shows you how powerful Dr. Fauci is. Not only did he make more money than the president, but the president told him, and we're talking Barack Obama at the time, not to get involved with Wuhan. Ignore that stuff. He just went ahead and did it anyway, because sometimes Dr. Fauci seems like the mad scientist or something. And he was hell-bent on this gain-of-function process. He just kept holding to this, and it was just amazing, and acted like it was of no consequence. But gain of function was just a nice invented word, which is what the left does, is they're constantly changing the word and words to accommodate their agenda. And Dr. Fauci's agenda was gain of function. And gain of function, in its less than pretty, euphemistic terms, is nothing short of biological weaponry and biological research, which the United States, along with international communities, said, no, we're not going to do that. That is no longer acceptable. So these mad scientists find a way to get around it. Once again, it is most amazing, what they do. I'll tell you what, Ron is calling me. I'm going to try and bring him up. Hey, Ron, I'm going to bring you on my cell phone here and see if we can, in the meantime, kind of get a little bit of the story, even though we're not going through the studio, so it's going to be unique. So you're going to have to speak up, and I'm going to hold my phone up to the microphone to see if we can get your story. So tell us about Wuhan Unleashed. Go ahead.
Yeah. Basically, I work for the Commerce Department there as an international trade representative, but then I work for the U.S. Office of Export Development, promoting trade overseas through the embassies and consulates. I was invited over to the handover for Hong Kong to China by the U.K., where I started to go into China, specifically Wuhan. And we started to promote U.S. products during the Three Gorge Dam project.
Mm-hmm. So you connect with Wuhan, and what was your observation at that point?
The U.S. Embassy told us that there was an outbreak in the area that was affecting the hog population to be on the alert. A little bit later, there was another outbreak. And the town elderly had us go check that one out, and that was affecting a breeding pond of Chinese sturgeons. So we went over to check that out, and that's when we stumbled across the lab as probably the culprit for what was happening over there at the time.
So even at that point, you had pinpointed Wuhan as the potential culprit and the source of the outbreak, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so this is, what are we talking? Are we talking as early as fourth quarter of 2022 or first quarter of, I say 2022. I'm talking about 2019 or the first quarter of 2020?
Well, we discovered this lab basically back in 1998 was the first discovery of the lab.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And that was an outbreak for the hog virus, and it was an unknown outbreak. Nobody really knew what it was at the time, and that ended up being the Nipah virus. And then you fast forward, you know, to today, 2019, or like when we had the outbreak in 2019, mm-hmm. and then that was part of the COVID outbreak, which came from the Wuhan lab as well.
Mm-hmm. So you were seeing this by fourth quarter 2019, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Right. And so what was happening there at ground zero in China? What were they doing in order to mitigate this? Or at least, I mean, I'm surprised that they didn't get you the heck out of there right away.
Oh, I wasn't over there in the area at the time. I had been back in the States, and I was notified by a friend and mm-hmm. said, hey, I don't want you to panic, but there's an outbreak over in Wuhan. And I thought to myself, well, what the heck? You know, why didn't they shut down that area? Because that area is really in Wuchang, and they can quarantine that whole area off and mitigate any type of outbreak. So that's why I was curious why they had let that outbreak, you know, why that outbreak was continuing and that they hadn't maintained it or, you know, concealed it into that area and why it was spreading across the globe.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is that we still question today, you know, was it an accident or on purpose? I mean, we have scientists who were there in the lab, and they have stated that it was more on purpose than an accident. Is that consistent with anything that you know?
Yeah, it's absolutely intentional, or, you know, it could have been accidental, but it did come from the lab. There's no doubt about it. But most likely it was intentional, and people kind of forget what was going on at the time. You had an uprising in Hong Kong with like 2 million people in the streets, and global news day to day on top of that. And it had been going on for almost 9 months, and that was beginning to seep inside of China, and they were worried about an uprising like Tiananmen Square at that
mm-hmm.
point.
Right.
And so that's probably why they released the virus, because they came in and squelched everything, put in the COVID zero policy, and then squelched everything within inside of China.
Wow. And that's the thing that people forget, that there was, you know, there were deliberate moves by the CCP in which to squash this initially at home. But the other thing that I found quite suspicious was that they sent people from Wuhan on planes to Europe and basically as infectious human missiles.
Yeah. They were actually infecting people during, at least this is what they suspect, during when a bunch of, what would you call them? I forgot what it was, but it was towards the, it was a competition from all kinds of countries, and it was before the Olympics, and they think that they probably exposed people at that time to take it back into the States. And into Europe as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I can't remember exactly the territory in Europe that is heavily Chinese, and that seemed to be ground central in Europe. It escapes me right now, but I know that there was a particular area there in Europe that the Chinese visited. Was kind of like their vacation area. That sort of thing that they would go to, and the pandemic just exploded out of that area.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I do believe that they spread it, you know, in those areas. I believe the next thing, you know, I think that we have one coming now, and like we had a discovery of a lab in Northern California.
Mm-hmm.
Most likely you're going to see another outbreak. Again, like, this is what we're kind of analyzing. Next outbreak will probably be around a lab or a university that's doing gain of research, so they'll have cover for the next release.
Well, and we've been warned to that end, Ron, and that, again, we're back to that euphemistic term, gain of function, which is nothing short of, bioweaponry, is it not?
Yeah, as soon as you enhance a virus that doesn't come from nature, you're in the bioweapon territory at that point. Because you're mitigating any vaccines that are developed at the time, or anything that we could actually to combat the virus at that point.
Well, America was definitely shocked and thrown back on its back end when the pandemic exploded. You had executive orders taken over, and it really put us in. And I say us, we the people, in a defensive posture, counting on the government to make the right decisions. And now Joe Biden and this administration is, trying to seal up a backdoor arrangement with the WHO to take over all things pandemic going, in the future. So it's not, the way they set this up, Ron, it's going to be, whether it's a pandemic or anything they see, it could be climate, for that matter. And they would announce that it's a pandemic, and then we have no say whatsoever. It's all controlled by the communist-controlled WHO, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, it's the same as when they brought that over here. That was Clifford Lane that worked for the NIAID, right? He went over there and observed the zero COVID policy, and then he thought that was a wonderful thing, brought it back here and initiated it. So it's kind of like you took the lead from the Chinese, and then the Chinese now know exactly what your response will be to a pandemic from here on out.
Yeah.
At this point, and that really does put us back on our heels.
Right, and we really need to follow their lead because they were so successful in mitigating COVID, right? Surely I jest. No doubt. Ron Fleming, thank you for being with us. Appreciate it. Take care.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm